It's always been tough being the first person and having 10 minutes. Okay, we got Dustin and Gareth Moon. I think they're both, Dustin's going to speak, and they're building a living building. Go, 10 minutes.
I'm actually Garrett, but I'm Raised Communist Design.
No, you guys switch seats. Sorry, okay. No.
And we're going to be talking about, we're attempting to build the first living building residence in Southeast Portland. So we're going to be talking about that. And next. So first of all, we're not brilliant, but we appreciate the compliment. We're just different.
For 10 minutes, you are.
Dustin has a degree in biology. I have a degree in computer science, and I also have a self-design degree in sustainable design in architecture and planning. But we don't have traditional backgrounds in architecture or building or anything like that. We're doing this for our family. Both Dustin and I are going to live there, each of our families together. It's not a duplex. We're going to share the same kitchen, same community space. We're small time. We have very little human resources. Dustin works on this full time. I have a full time job, and we work on this in all our off time. And we have little to no budget. Next. So our goal is obviously to meet the living building challenge. I know you all are here. LEED isn't going to cut it. It's a baby step. It's prescriptive and not performance. So we're trying to push the envelope, literally and figuratively. We're focusing on the building's envelope to reduce the energy needs. And for example, we're going to try to seal up the envelope to only need 0.2 air changes per hour, which can save 8.6 million BTUs a year, we found out in an energy model. And we're trying to do a living process. We're trying to learn from this process, keep this process going. So once we do this building, we'll have learned a lot. And yeah, next. So there's a picture of it, of a rendering. And next. The one you just saw was from the back. This is from the front. Next. So we're calling it the Commons. And it's a mixture of old and new technology, but I really want to emphasize that all the technologies we're using have been readily available for a while, and there's nothing fancy that we're doing. That's partially because of the situation we're in, and partially because you can do it. So the old technology we're using, we're going to use composting toilets. We're using earthen floors, which are not dirt floors. It's compacted earth under an oil layer, and they're comfortable, durable, and they have like literally zero embodied energy, and they can be gathered locally. We're doing a passive solar design, so we can gain all our heat that way. Water catchment, we'll have a green roof, and water will be filtered through. We'll have a 12,000-gallon cistern to store water throughout the year. We're doing some new technology. Passive house is a German standard that is focusing on the envelope. It's super insulative and controls air infiltration. And the idea is you get such a great amount of insulation that you can literally heat the house with a candle. Not literally, I should say, almost heat the house with a candle and cool it with an ice cube. We're going to try to do renewable energy, photovoltaics, and a solar hot water heater. And we'll be doing heat recovery with an ERV, an energy recovery ventilator, to control humidity and heat. Next. And the biggest thing I want to talk about is the community involvement, because we were actually on the front page of the Oregonian newspaper on Friday. And since then, we've gotten emails and calls about people who are interested in helping, about they want us to consult on their projects. And it's really impressive how much people really want to be involved and are interested in this. And I think that's, if you take one thing away from this, is like people are really interested in this, and we should take advantage of that. So we're kind of raising a barn here. It's Dustin and I building it. My dad's going to help. We have friends helping. We're involving the neighbors. We talked to one of our neighbors. They're going to we're going to take the hedge down between the two properties. And we talked about like their daughter would like to garden, but they don't really have space for gardening, so we can give them space for gardening because we plan to use the backyard for gardening. And we also want to provide an education. We want people to learn from this. That's primarily the thing. If we can do one thing, is people to learn from this, and they can do it on their own, feel empowered to do it. And pursue affordability, because really nothing is sustainable unless everybody can afford to do it. So we're trying to do this on a shoestring as much as possible, but it's still way more expensive than most people can do. But we're trying to drive that down to a certain extent by using materials like the earthen floors. That's a labor cost, but it's not a material cost. Next. and architecture. So we've talked about it a bit. Architect originally meant chief builder, and it seems like architects oftentimes don't necessarily get to see the whole project through. They don't see the house being built. They don't obviously live in the house oftentimes. So we're trying to do that. We're going to be building it with our own two hands and living in it afterwards. So the other part of that is design influencing building, influencing design, because I've talked to contractors and actual people working on the site, and they feel like there's a disconnect sometimes between architecture and the actual building process. So if we go through that, we can hopefully learn from it. And we also plan on hopefully installing some monitoring systems, learning through the construction and learning through its use, but actually measuring the performance, because also the design is not how the building performs in the end. Next. So Dustin and I have started a collective, Res Communis, and the idea behind it is that ideas need to be free. So everything we're doing, we're going to give the ideas away for free. We want it to be open so people can do this on their own. We're going to do a collective, which the idea behind that is to bring all the hats to the table, to bring the landscape architects, the engineers, the builders, everybody into the table, the people that are going to live there at the table through the design process and through the entire building process and continuing into the living. I think that will make a big difference in how we design the buildings initially. And we're also trying to examine and lessen monetary motivation, because we believe that if we are trying to make big steps instead of baby steps, we really have to not look at money as motivation. Next. And this is the last slide. We're hoping you can keep in touch with us, ask us questions, talk to us. And also, we need support. This is a barn raising, so yeah, ideas. We have a website. We'll have a blog on there soon. Yeah, thank you.
Well done, Gareth. Thank you very much. So this is the interactive part. This is where I get to move some chairs.